Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, and I welcome my colleague Selena Zito of the Washington Examiner. She writes the Middle of Somewhere column about the part of America where the election turns in 2016 and 2020. We can presume in 2024 as well. But before that, the midterms, and everything's up for grabs in the Congress these days, which is why it is stunning to read Selena's column from Braddock, Pennsylvania. This is U.S. Steel Corporation. You know, the thing that built America by laying down those iron rails and putting up the steel structure of our tall buildings? That U.S. Steel. We now learn in Allegheny County that a decision has been made that's impossible to believe. And Selena's going to help us understand this. The rejection of 1,000 jobs, direct jobs, and many more thousands that would have depended upon those direct jobs for prosperity in Allegheny County and the surrounding area. Selena, this is hard to believe. So I'm going to allow you, your voice is credible, you're reporting this. U.S. Steel has been in a tug of war with Allegheny County Health Department. What happened? Good evening to you.
Good evening. So Braddock, Pennsylvania is located 16 miles downriver from the city of Pittsburgh and along the Monongahela River. This is the first steel mill built in the country, built by Andrew Carnegie in 1872. So it's over 148 years old. The problem last 2 years ago, May of 2019, U.S. Steel announced a $1.5 billion upgrade to their MON works, which stands for Monongahela, that included the Irvin works, the Clarendon Coke works, and the Braddock works, the Edgar Thompson works, which is where the story is set. These upgrades were going to make the facility even more environmentally friendly. It was going to create 1,000 direct jobs and additional 2,000 indirect jobs. And it was securing the future for the three facilities for at least 50 years. Since then, it has met with nothing since last year, since October or November of last year, right after the election. It has been met with nothing but obstacles and red tape and bureaucracy in getting the permits to do all the planned environmental upgrades. And finally, just threw its hands up and said, you know what, we're going to go somewhere else. The environment in Allegheny County is excruciatingly hostile towards manufacturing, which is an interesting position to take. Allegheny County Democrats are betting on these jobs of the future, these IT jobs with Google and Uber, and as well as healthcare, and sort of putting its manufacturing roots behind them because they don't want to deal with the environmental justice activists within their party. Here's the problem. These jobs are for or would benefit the very poor communities that they are set in that are predominantly Black. So they're actually hurting the very people they allegedly say that they are standing up for. And it is just it's just devastating news, not just for the communities, not just for those communities' tax bases, but also for the future of manufacturing in the area. There's going to be other manufacturers who look at what happened to U.S. Steel, who's been here for over 148 years, and say, why would I try to even invest or locate or develop in this area when things are so hostile?
This is national politics as well as local politics. Introduce us to Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman, a Democrat, a progressive Democrat. What is his quandary with this decision?
John's house is located directly next door to the Braddock Works. If you all take a look at the photos accompanying my story, you can see this massive compound. And his house is right across the street from it. In fact, he declined to live in the Lieutenant Governor's house in Harrisburg and still continues to live there today. And he is just devastated by this news. These people, they walk in front of his house every day to go to work. And he has stood behind, being good stewards of the environment and very supportive of this project because it was to make it even better suited, for eliminating pollution and improving air quality. But that was not enough for the climate change justice activist.
The Lieutenant Governor is a progressive Democrat. He has authority. He's been in conversation with the leaders of the legislature, Republicans, who are supporting this. So what we could say is that the works have bipartisan support in Pennsylvania, dominant bipartisan support. Lieutenant Governor is looking to run for the open seat. Mr. Toomey is retiring, and he stands with this works. He stands a strong chance of delivering jobs and opportunity to the people of Pennsylvania. And now that's all gone, Selena?
It's gone. And what's remarkable is that there are no other Allegheny County Democrats standing side by side with him. They have walked away from this project because they really do not want to deal with the culture wars within their own party.
Selena, this is American history. I'm trying to understand this. Now, you quote the president in his speech about the future, about good jobs for the future, moving from fossil fuel-based economy to a renewable economy and other remarks. He says, and you quote him, that making steel in America is necessary, is welcome. He's not pushing aside manufacturing. Does not that penetrate Allegheny County Democratic officials? Are they not listening to the president?
No, because again, they want to get reelected to their seats. It is really that simple. Here's what's going to happen. What was going to be made at the U.S. Steel plants in Western Pennsylvania will now be made at a new plant that U.S. Steel just bought in Arkansas. It's a non-union plant, right, and it is located in a state where they are much more friendlier to business.
And the Allegheny County people, all of them, the people not involved in this decision, is damaging the whole economy of the region. What's even harder to understand is, are they talking about the environment being damaged by steel? Are they talking about health being damaged by steel? Are they talking about manufacturing don't apply? What is the chief case they make to stop this? Is there one way that they could distill this down to why they're saying no?
No, it's many layers of no, but I would distill it down to being afraid to the left wing of their party. You know, most Democrats in Allegheny County and in Pennsylvania in general are elected to their seat in a primary because we have closed primaries. So the competitions are between Democrats, and more left-leaning Democrats win these local races in primaries because traditionally the people that show up in a primary are the ones that are the furthest left or the furthest right if you're Republican within the party. Those are the people that are most energized. I mean, you look at Pittsburgh's mayor's race 4 years ago, and it was decided by in a city of 300,000 people. It was decided by 27,000 people.
Let's go to Pittsburgh. Let's go down the river, up the river to Pittsburgh, because there's a primary, and then there's going to be a November election. I introduced myself to Mayor Bill Peduto. He is being challenged by two Democrats, is that correct? One named Ed Gainey and the other one named Tony Moreno. And your concern is that nobody's going to vote And Bill Peduto will be reelected. Is Bill Peduto a progressive Democrat, a machine Democrat? Does he describe himself in any fashion?
He is not. He is a progressive Democrat. He is not a machine Democrat. And he struggles with his vision of the city, which has been largely upgrading favored neighborhoods while other neighborhoods fall behind, and as well as building a lot of bike lanes in a city that is built like a triangle and built to only be a fort. So there's not a lot of, it has a very old European style. There is no grid. And so it's caused a lot of frustration for people to travel within the city. So he also struggled within the Black community. His house was demonstrated upon, protested on, upon for weeks, well into the early morning during the aftermath of the shooting in Minnesota. So he has his struggles there. So the primary to me shows the division within the Democratic Party as a whole. There are the working class, sort of what I would call regular Democrats. They're very supportive of Tony Moreno. He is a retired city cop. He has that working class appeal to his positions. He's not very ideological. He's more managerial. Then there's, Ed Gainey, who is he is Black. He's a very skilled politician. He's been a state representative, I believe, for over a decade. And he has really ignited support from not just the Black community, but also the wealthy white liberals. So, and then there's Peduto, and I'm not quite sure where his support comes from. And polling is never done in races like this. The decision will be made in theory in the primary in next week. However, if any one of these gentlemen are wise, they could mount a write-in campaign for the Republican ticket, because there's no Republicans running, and they could, in theory, as long as one of them received 250 write-in votes, they could earn the Republican nomination, and they could go head-to-head with Peduto in November. We have not in Pittsburgh, they have not elected a Republican to office since then for almost 100 years. It is a Democrat machine run city. So that would be interesting if one of those Democrat candidates actually wins the Republican nomination.
Are any of these politicians remarking on the decision about U.S. Steel at Braddock? Is that a large story in Pittsburgh? It's nearby.
Oh yeah. There's a lot of people from Pittsburgh that work at those three plants. There's over 4,000 men and women that work in those three plants. Tony Moreno has come again up stridently against the decision. To date, both Peduto and Gainey have not commented.
Selena Zito, she is the middle of summer columnist for the Washington Examiner. She writes locally, regionally, and we're going national next. Her conversation with the minority leader of the United States Senate, Mitch McConnell, who is the senator from farm country, I learn. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.
Hey, Central Ohio. The Nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the Nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's C-O-T-A.com. Good luck to all the runners.